Does evolution qualify as a scientific theory? Welcome to Creation Basics, where our goal is to make God's creation part of your everyday conversation. And our question today is evolution qualified to be considered a scientific theory? You know, although some Christians have wrongly attacked evolution as just a theory, an evolutionist's common defense of that would actually be raising Darwin's idea to a level it actually doesn't deserve. You see, when a believer says that, they're using the word in a general sense, sort of like saying, well, I have a theory it's going to rain tomorrow. Or, you know, evolution is just a theory, it's just an idea. Whereas what the evolutionist would respond to is they'd say, no, evolution is an actual scientific theory, like the theory of relativity or theory of gravity. They're saying it's not a guess, it's a scientifically established fact, if you will. You see, a scientific theory is an explanation of one aspect of the natural world that can be repeatedly tested and verified in accordance with the scientific method, using accepted protocols of observation and measurements and an evaluation of the results. But you'll notice here at Answers in Genesis Ministry, we refer to the story or idea of evolution, not the theory of evolution. And why is that? Well, it's because a theory has its genesis in a hypothesis, which is a working assumption as to why we observe something. And it's an educated guess. And then you test this assumption. To test it, scientists conduct experiments that either do not support it or support the hypothesis. And if over time a hypothesis continues to stand up to scrutiny and many different experiments, the scientific community may begin referring to it as a theory. So in essence, this means that because the hypothesis has been supported over many years and no other hypothesis works, then we can be reasonably sure that it's accurate. Now, theories, however, are not imperishable, so to speak. If new technology allows better experimentation, for example, a theory may need to be discarded. And here's where evolution fails and just falls short. Two problems prevent anyone from legitimately calling evolution a theory. First, there's no direct observational experiment that can ever be performed. Scientists can measure bones and study mutations and decode DNA and notice similarities in morphology, for example, the form and the structure of animals and plants, but they can never test evolutionary events in the past. Now, some would point to natural selection as a form of evolution in action, but natural selection isn't evolution. Natural selection doesn't create brand new genetic information for forms and functions and features in creatures that we've never seen before. It can only act upon genetic potential that already exists. You see, what we do observe from natural selection fits perfectly with a recent creation and doesn't point to common descent. So, natural selection is a mechanism that God designed and placed in creatures that allow them to adapt in this sin-cursed world. Secondly, and related to the above, evolution misses the mark as a theory because all the supposed tests to confirm Darwinism don't necessarily and distinctively correspond to the idea. In other words, each has an alternate and equally viable explanation. Take what we were just discussing, for example, natural selection. It fits perfectly with biblical creation, but it's also touted as proof of evolution as well. But a theory requires that the confirming experiments correspond to one specific hypothesis. Otherwise, the experiment can't establish legitimacy, and evolution has no such legitimacy. So, what is evolution then? Well, evolution at its core is a necessary requirement of the philosophy of naturalism. Since naturalists can't allow a higher power, they must rely on a form of spontaneous generation and the unguided development of life. Either someone or something created, or nature created itself. Because naturalism depends on this assumption, evolution artificially carries the weight of a theory for naturalists without meeting the requirements. Evolution's been grafted in simply out of a desire to deny the Creator or to deny His power and authority. Ultimately, we have no need for a naturalistic theory about the origin of life in the universe. God, our Creator, gave us a perfect factual account of how and when He created and how humanity came to be. While we can and we should study His universe, He graciously provided the proper framework to truly understand the Bible. Evolutionary ideas are simply one way in which humans seek to deny God's authority. In fact, all of us are guilty of this. All of us have rebelled from Him and deserve death. But because of his great love, God provided a means of being rescued through his Son, Jesus Christ, so that we may be made right with him again. So, is evolution qualified to be called a scientific theory? No, it's a made-up story that can't be demonstrated based on materialistic philosophy.